98.1 KZE brand, kind of new. Yeah. Is that something you can say, Louis?
That's brand new, yeah.
Yeah,
people
right.
have not heard it. It's on a single from another label, and it's a good message, so we've got to play them.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 98.1 KZE's Up and Running Morning Show, and a gentleman who has been anchoring and doing an amazing job here at 98.1 KZE Saturday nights, 5 o'clock. You can hear Professor Louis' Woodstock Rockin' Review. It is a show that I try to listen to as often as I can, Louis, because number one, you make me smile. Number two, you have awesome guests who
Thank
I
you.
Know and love. And number three, you scour the globe. I mean, you do. You listen to so much music. It gets into you. It gets into your heart, gets into your brain, gets into your blood. And then it comes out of you. And before you know it, there's a new record coming out by Professor Louis and the Chromatics. How do you do it, Louis?
Well, you got to keep working, Rick. That's the answer. You know, you got to stay positive, keep working,
yeah.
Talk to as many people as you can, and get out there and play and talk and check out what everybody else is doing with their lives. You
now,
know,
one of the things after you perform and do a show, you're always hanging out, talking to people, you know, by the merch table. Miss Marie is always there.
Yes.
You put out the energy on the stage, and then you take a few deep breaths. You calm down a little bit from the energetic performance, and then you get another volley of energy, which is warm, friendly, and inviting, and then you're hanging out with people,
yeah,
which is
that's,
cool.
Yeah, that's what we do. Well, that's what I've always done, and, you know, people make the effort to come out to see us. I mean, I'm really appreciative of that, you know, people making that effort, leaving their lives for a minute and
It's
Checking
true.
It out.
It's and of course, over the past 3 years and this unprecedented time that we've been in, we've all learned to stay at home better.
Absolutely, but of course, it's making everybody crazier too. At the same time, as
yeah.
you know, things are right. You know, problems are rising up. And they should be going away. But hanging out with everybody is the one reason why we like, or I've always liked going to shows to talk to people and playing music.
Well, that's the best part. It's a social experience.
Absolutely.
So you're hanging out with your neighbors, people you don't know, but from all walks of life who have one thing in common. They either love to drink and love good music, or both.
Yeah, or they like you and they want to talk to you. And the rule always was to stay until the last autograph is signed, or stay until the last person leaves. Mm. And also, when we first started playing years ago, you used to be fined not to go out and talk to people in the audience on the breaks, when there were breaks.
Really?
Yeah, the leader of the group would fine you $10. You got to get out of the dressing room and sit down at a table.
You got to mingle.
You got to mingle, yeah. That was one of the rules. So
and,
I sort of grew up that way.
Tell the folks why.
Well, you want them to keep coming back. That's the main reason why. And
you
see
want
what they're
them to
about.
Be your friend.
Yeah.
You want them to hang out with you and be like, hey, I ate dinner with that guy, and it was cool.
And also, you get new material for songs. Where else do you find songs? You know, you're looking and for other groups and other music, because other musicians come to see us. They hand me, well, now that I've done the radio show, thanks to KZ, I get loads of new musicians and musicians coming to see me with their CDs.
Oh,
so I have I have an endless supply of new music and some unknown artists and known artists.
That's a good one. So
yeah.
People come and see you and say, hey, I like your band, I like your show, and play me.
Play me on the radio. And, you know, we try, but, you know, luckily it's only on for 2 hours, so I can't play everybody, you know. So you got to, because I like playing some of the old classic and things people never heard that are from parts of my life that nobody ever heard of. So.
Well, the juke always surprises me, and we'll play something that I'm familiar with or have never heard or just kind of scratch my head. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, in case you haven't listened, you got to tune in. But the Juke was Albert Grossman's main guy for the label for many years up there in Woodstock.
Ah, it all makes sense.
And he's my regular guest with Miss Marie. And now we have the dog and cat as our regular guests, Brody and Cedric.
Well, Cedric is one of my favorite animals.
Yeah, well, if you meet Cedric, then you never forget him. But they have good playlists, Cedric and Brody. They really know what to play.
Yeah, Cedric, actually, he's a taste maker. he'll give you a nod. He'll give you a shake. He'll leave the room if it stinks.
Yeah, well, he loves loud guitar, so, you know, you got it made. But anyway, the radio show has been really helpful to all of us, and I very much appreciate KZ for allowing it to happen every Saturday from 5 to 7.
How long has it been on now? How many years running?
Well, I know we're getting close to our 300th show. I think this week is 299.
Yeah.
So if you figure it's every week, that's how we've been doing it.
Wow. So that's about 6 years.
Yeah, about 6 years. Absolutely. So that's pretty impressive for anything the last 6 years.
How about that math?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you got to stay sharp. Right? But one reason I wanted to come today is because the Falcon, one of the great music places of the Hudson Valley, with the Avalon Archives downstairs, which is an important part of the Hudson Valley music scene, Ned Moran, you know, it's all history. And the Falcon is one of the places in music where you can go and play whatever you like. There's no restrictions on what you do there. It's not a, you know, a specific kind of place.
So when's the gig, Lou?
Okay, the gig is this, tell me if I'm wrong, March 1st, Friday night at 7 o'clock.
You're correct.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, the schedule's pretty busy. So, yeah, so 7 o'clock, though, that's the other thing. It's a really early show, so they encourage people, excuse me, to come out and eat dinner early.
Yeah.
Catch the show, and you're out of there by 9:30.
Well, it's 10. A relatively speaking early show, or it's
what,
just
are we getting
a good
earlier
time.
Than that?
No, that's a good time. Well, matinees now, 4 matinees, o'clock on Sunday. There
I
you
mean,
go.
Years ago, we'd start at 10, 11 o'clock at night, so 7 o'clock, as long as they, you know. But 7 o'clock is a nice time. It's the Falcon in Marlboro.
Yeah, it is nice, because let's say you can get out of a working situation and,
come
you
down
know,
and
just
eat.
Go straight there for a meal, and then boom, you're rocking.
And, you know, they've been doing a great job. I checked their music calendar. They got all the great local kind of bands that play who put records out, and then they have national acts that come in, and they also try out quite a few people that nobody knows of, which I really like the most, you know, give people a shot.
Me too. And a lot of times they're world music or they're some kind of cool groove-oriented band that you just don't hear all the time, and to be exposed to a night of music by this particular band, you should definitely take the chance and check out liveatthefalcon.com. Now, Louie, you got a gig coming up on Friday at the Falcon. Where else are you playing?
Well, we're traveling. I think at that point we start going down into Pennsylvania and Maryland. We hit a little southern, little southwestern tour, and then we go up into Canada. It's on the ProfessorLouie.com. You can get on the website. I think we're down to Philadelphia at the World Cafe. There's all kinds of different shows going on. There's a couple festivals happening, and it's pretty busy.
Now, when you're out on the road, Louie, where do you stay overnight?
Well, the trick to keeping a band together, which I've done for many years, is everybody gets their own hotel room.
All right.
So you got to, and you got to stay in a decent hotel. Once in a while, you get a little stuck. You know, you got to find some place that's not.
You have to sleep.
You have to sleep, but you get a decent hotel. Everybody gets their own room, and it makes for much better music.
Yeah, so everybody is separated in a good way, and then they come back together for the travel or for whatever, and it's nice to wake up separate and then enjoy the day together.
That's right. And a lot of times promoters have rooms for you, but try to avoid that.
They try to avoid it?
No, we try to avoid that because not them staying in the rooms. But, you know, you get a nice hotel, and it really works out. It's a little more of an overhead. But it's worth it to keep the music going correctly.
Now, the band has a bit of new energy.
Yes.
Of course, the members of the band that are, well, still with us and still achromatics.
You're always a chromatic. Everybody's a chromatic once you're part of us. Rick, you're a total chromatic.
Hey,
helping us,
all right.
You know, with the records all the time and playing them and coming out and me helping you with your own record. I mean, once you're in the Chromatics, that's it. You're
introducing the band.
Introducing the band. Yeah. Whatever it takes, for sure.
All right. Well, I'm proud to be a Chromatic. So
thank you.
All of us Chromatics that are not recording with you support you 100%. But you have some new blood.
We do.
We love our friend and neighbor, Gary Burke.
Yes.
We wish him nothing but great health.
Of course.
Great days. And, of course, great attitude. We love that about Gary. And now playing the drums in his place is
Dan Hickey. We tried to keep people that live in the Hudson Valley, musicians in the Hudson Valley, in the Chromatics. Mm. So it's truly a Woodstock, you know, Red Hook, whatever, you know, Ulster County
now,
band.
Dan has played all around
yes.
in various projects.
Yeah.
Name.
Well, he took Gary Burke's place with Joe Jackson.
Mm.
So, you know, and he's also left-handed. So Gary's a left-handed drummer, so it's nice to have that left-handed tradition also.
Huh.
So Dan has played with a lot of people, and John Patania, you know, he can't really hit the road like he was either. That's, you know, that happens. But he's, you know, they're in the studio. But Todd Myhan, who's a fantastic guitar player over in the Hyde Park on this side of the river.
Yeah, I have to just give a lot of credit to Todd. He has an amazing tone. He finds places to put notes that perfectly fit.
And he does great in the studio. Now we got him singing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we got him singing. Then we got Frankie C on bass. You know, Frank Campbell's been with us almost since the beginning of the Chromatics. And Miss Marie, of course, who's the whole leader of the band in many respects, you know, with the writing and great singing and telling you if she doesn't like something.
Now, Frankie also has been around the block, and he's played with a whole bunch of folks.
Well, absolutely. I mean, he was Levon Helm's music director back when they had the Woodstock All-Stars and spent a lot of time doing that. And if you look, he's got loads and loads. Each guy in the band really does have credits. Mm-hmm. And fortunately for myself, they want to keep hanging with the Chromatics because we are moving forward and not settling for anything.
Yeah, I love watching you guys play. And, well, last time I got to see you play was at our holiday extravaganza. But the guitarmanship along with your playing works so well. I mean, you always open up space for Todd.
Oh, yes.
And last time I saw you had
Vito
and Todd. And that was... Woo,
yeah, you
got
to have Vito. Vito is part of the Chromatics big time.
He adds so much color.
He does.
And flavor to the Chromatics.
Yeah, he'll be on the new record. So
it was a pleasure to see them kind of duel each other and just try to outwit each other in a fun way. They're not like, I'm going to destroy your last solo. They complement each other, and it's fun. And then when Todd and you play... It's great how you switch leads back and forth.
Absolutely.
And how Todd will take a lead that is beautifully crafted and you'll just blow it out with a piano solo after, or vice versa. And it's always dynamic and fun.
Well, thank you, Rick. Thank you. And thanks for asking us to play the party. I love playing that party. We've played it for so many years.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's a really nice time. And Casey... you know, the people that listen to Casey are such music people that it's really nice to play for them.
Well, we're only... 10 months away.
We're only 10 months. Well, you know, it's right around the corner. It's right around the corner. But, you know, that's why I like keeping the Chromatics an Ulster County band, because that way everybody feels family. And that's a big part of it. And, you know, bands like the Allmans, and they always had a couple of guitar players and different people. I mean, it doesn't have to be just... A lot of times, you know, there's problems in terms of budget and scheduling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you try to work around that, and you try not to let anything interfere with the music.
So one good thing that I know that you told me in our conversation is you're working on and completing a brand new record.
Yes, we are. We wrote a lot of songs in the last year, and then we also have done certain kinds of shows that honor different people. Commander Cody, who I produced years ago, who's a good friend of mine, we just did a show down in New York at Sony Hall honoring his music, because he has an organization that raises money for musicians that are in need. And so we went down there and played. And then I decided, well, we should really record a couple of people that I've produced over the years, some of their songs. So we're doing a few covers on this new record, but mostly an original record. But we will do a variation. So, but try to keep it to 10 or 11 songs and one or two special ones. But everybody's been writing and trying to put it together. So it's coming along.
Well, that's amazing. And if anyone is unaware, recording music is painstaking, and it takes a long time to do it. Why? Because you want to get it right, and you want to get your point across perfect the way a recording studio can make something happen. So you have a lot of magic underneath your fingertips with the recording studio and with your production experience.
Well, thank you so much. Well, you know, one reason that can happen is I'm producing records all the time. I just finished the Guy Davis record, which will be out pretty soon.
Yay.
And Guy and I just got a Broadway play that was really successful in the last year called Pearly Victorious, and that's I'm going to be on PBS at the end of May. But anyway, so we're in the studio all the time creating, and it's like playing gigs. If you stop, you got to restart. Mm. So for anybody out there who plays, just keep playing, because once you stop, it becomes much more difficult. You just can't get discouraged.
Yeah, or just like, you know, we say here in Radio Land, don't stop the groove. There's only one groove on a record, and Well, once you pick up the needle, it's done.
That's it. It's done. Although they used to make records. I don't know if you remember. If you put the record, the needle down one way, it would play one song. You put the needle down another way, it would play another song. They tried that for a while.
Wow.
I don't know if you ever had one of those record players. Yeah, it didn't last long. Sort of like the laser disc.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really pretty crazy format. But yeah, I'm hoping people do come to the Falcon down in Marlboro. 7 o'clock show. The other thing that's really nice about the Falcon is they have a Hammond organ. And I love playing the Hammond organ. I played a lot of Hammond organ over the years. So we tailor the set for any Hammond organ enthusiast to make sure I'm playing enough. And I'm going to try to set it up in the middle this time if we can pull that off.
Nice.
So I don't have to walk around.
That baby swirls and pulsates, percolates. It's an incredibly wonderful sounding instrument with the Leslie and all.
Yeah, so that's one thing about the Falcon that is nice, to have that Hammond and the Leslie down there and tailor our set to make sure we play the originals that have
them. Nice. Well, we're looking forward. Friday night, 7 o'clock show at the Falcon, live at thefalcon.com. And how can folks stay in touch with you,
Louis? The best way is the web, professorlouis.com, because then all the contacts are on there. You can get in touch with us, and you can see what we're up to, what's going on. It stays updated all the time. I make sure of that. Miss Marie makes sure of that.
And then there's links to other
things as possible. And the other person I want to mention
that
plays with us, not playing this Friday, is Dan Short from the Woodstock Horns. Those guys have been really aces. They're going to be on the new record.
Cool.
And, you know, they're educators of the Ulster County area, Bob Short and Dan Short. And a shout out to them for sure, because they're a big part of it. They've really helped us out.
And they are. They're music teachers.
Yeah, they are. Oh, yeah, for years and years. They've educated musical kids here for years and years. And they will play some shows with us. The Falcon, we're going to do this one just 5-piece.
Oh, cool.
Because things happen, and that's the way it is. But they have been, and they're going to play with us. They play with us every year a couple times. So got to bring them up, because it's the Chromatics horn section of Ulster County.
Yeah, and hopefully, well, if I could kind of predict the near future, maybe you'll be at the barn in Red Hook again.
I'd say that's
with
happening.
With the horns.
That's happening with the horns. Cool. Yeah, that's happening. With the, otherwise, we've got to go down the block there and beat up John Hardman. But no, that's happening. We got to make
just
that
happen. Just putting a little seed in his brain.
Yeah, no, he's okay. John knows that he's in trouble if he doesn't. You know?
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Professor Louis has been our guest. Don't miss Professor Louis' Woodstock Rockin' Review every Saturday night, kicking off the special Saturday nights here at 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock. Professor Louis' Woodstock Rockin' Review. Professor Louis and the Chromatics live on stage at the Falcon this Friday night. So leave work, have a meal. They have great food at the Falcon, and the chef really cares about what you're eating and make sure that you're loving it. So check out their menu, eat the food, and of course, everyone's on Professor Louis' list, which is great.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rick. I really appreciate being here. Now, I don't it's Ned down at the Avalon Archives. I don't think his last name is Moran. Because there's a Ned, Oh, maybe it is. Oh, it is. No, there is. Because there's a Moran that books us at the Colorscape Festival.
It's Ned Moran.
It's Ned Moran. So I got that right.
Yep.
So there's a lot of names today, you know, to get them all right. So
you can go down and see one of Rick Danko's boots.
Yeah. But, you know, he does have vinyl. The thing about down there, he has vinyls from every group of Ulster County that put him out.
Wow.
So if you go check his vinyl collection, you'll go back to, like, Big Edsel and all those guys. It's down there, you know.
Wow.
So Ned is really something, besides all the Woodstock people.
Yeah.
But there has been a big music scene here, and luckily I've been part of it since the early 70s. And it's got, you know, tremendous history here and great players. And he's got a list of just about every one of them.
Well, all the best to you, Ned. All the best to you, Professor Louis. Thanks for coming and hanging with us this morning. We look forward to the big show Friday night at the Falcon, live at thefalcon.com, 7 o'clock show. Professor Louis and the Chromatics, don't miss it. And we'll catch you Saturday night at 5 o'clock.
Oh, that's right, Saturday night.
On the radio.
On the radio, but Friday night live. And thanks to all the DJs at KZE. It's been great to hang with them and really appreciate them playing the music and all the great music they play.
Right on. Give our love to Miss Marie, the Juke, and the rest of the Chromatics. Thanks. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Brief break. Back to music.